Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Want to welcome into the show, so glad to have with us David Schoen, Chairman of the Board for the Zionist Organization of America and co-founder of ZOA Center for Law and Justice. Hey, thank you so much for coming on, David.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure.
So let's talk about this. You have an award. You're honoring former President Donald J. Trump with the Theodore Herzl Gold Medallion. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a very special award, actually, for very special accomplishments. It's an award that's only been given out a couple of times in history. Winston Churchill got it. Other people, who maybe four times in the past, have gotten it, but real, you know, statesmen. But Donald Trump is up there with the best of them in terms of having safeguarded Israel's interests while he was president of the United States and recognizing that those interests coincide with American interests. You know, I can give you in 2 minutes, a list of the many, many accomplishments he had that benefited the state of Israel while he was under tremendous pressure from the Mueller so-called investigation and all of that, all of those other distractions. But he still looked out for safety and security of the state of Israel, which also bolsters the safety and security of the United States.
Yeah, it was really an epic run for a president who was called an anti-Semite and really smeared and maligned. He did everything within his power to support Israel and to have good working relationships with our partners in Israel and in the Middle East. And he brought about peace in the Middle East and partnership, which was not something we'd seen before.
No, you're right on. And he also is the first president who kept campaign promises about the state of Israel. So, for example, a very important step was recognizing that the United States Embassy belongs in Jerusalem, the eternal capital of the Jewish people and the Jewish state, and that Israel, like every other country, has the right to determine where its capital will be. So that was a very important step. Jerusalem passport case, I filed an amicus brief in the United States Supreme Court on the past administration because they refused to follow the law. For an American born in Jerusalem, they wouldn't permit it to say Jerusalem, Israel on the passport before President Trump. Taylor Force Act is something I'm sure you're very interested in, a great American serviceman brutally killed by Palestinian terrorists. It was really part of this pay-for-slave program. So the Palestinians had in place a program authorized by the Palestinian Authority, the governing body over there, in which they would make what they called martyr payments to terrorists who killed American citizens, still in place. Abbas refuses to disclaim the program. It was run by the wife of one of the arch terrorists in the Middle East. President Trump finally said, enough is enough. Money is fungible. We're not giving money to this entity anymore until they denounce and refuse to participate in pay for slay. The Abraham Accords, you know, international security, first time ever. Security relationships between Israel and countries like Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, Sudan, and so on. He recognized that the Golan Heights belongs to Israel eternally. But also, you know, one of the things I'm sure interests you is the Iran deal. I mean, we're walking back into it again. He said, no, this is a terrible deal for our own United States security. We must not enter into this. And now we see in this administration the same people who originally negotiated it are back negotiating it. He finally, what I think impressed me the most is that he put principle over political expediency in foreign policy, and we don't see that much. And so he finally said, on behalf of our country, we will not participate in the United Nations Human Rights Council, an absolutely a misnomer for an organization, if ever there were one, run by arch-terrorists, purveyors of terrorism. And he said, we're not going to fund it, and we're not going to participate in it. We're going to call it what it is.
So I loved his energy surrounding this. He simply followed good American foreign policy. I don't feel it was partisan at all, except Democrats made it partisan by constantly decrying his support of our closest partner in the Middle East. And so I wanted to get your take on the most recent elections there. Bibi Netanyahu is back. I was so happy to see that development, but Biden and the Democrats seem very unhappy about it. I'm not sure. Did we lose David? David, can you hear me? I'm not sure we still have him. Yeah. Okay, well, let's put him on hold and see if he's still there. What we'll do is let me tell you a little bit about the Theodore Herzl Gold Medallion, which is actually pretty fantastic. It is the Superstar Gala that they're hosting, Zionist Organization of America. They're celebrating 125 years, and they're hosting this event at Chelsea Piers in New York City, Sunday, November 13th of 2022. They have a VIP reception, dinner, and so much to do, food, fabulousness, at Pier 60, Chelsea Piers. So this is happening November 4th of 2022. That's tomorrow night. And I believe that this is where they're going to give former President Trump, yeah, he's the award recipient, 45th President of the United States, he's going to be getting an award tomorrow night right there at Chelsea Pier in New York. And then they also have the Outstanding Diplomacy Award going to Jason Greenblatt. They have Amir Avivi getting the wonderful Myron Zimmerman Security of Israel Award. And there are presenters, Dr. Miriam Adelson, Dr. Bob Shulman, Stephen Sass, Alan Dershowitz, wow, Karen Skinner, Dr. Karen Skinner. She used to serve in a ton of different presidential administrations, and she's also a visiting fellow and senior advisor at Heritage. So some of our favorite people just checking in there. Okay, perfect. So in going over the 2022 ZOA Superstar Gala, kind of wish I could be there, but I'm not going to be in New York tomorrow night. Do we have you back? It's so good to have you here with us, David.
Thanks so much. I'm sorry that happened. I could hear you perfectly. The gala is actually November 13th. Love to have you come if you're in New York then. It's going to be a great evening honoring President Trump, honoring Kevin McCarthy, and some very other very special people, very pro-Israel program. You know, we were talking a bit about the Israeli elections, if you wanted
to. Yes, I did. I wanted to get your take on it because it was a surprise, a welcome surprise to me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. It's a tremendous comeback. But I think what we saw here, you know, they say this is going to be the most right-wing government. I think it's the most security-conscious government because we see in Israel what a dangerous world this is, what a dangerous neighborhood they live in. And so Netanyahu, I think the Israeli people saw in him stability, stable economy, stable security, and so on. They're living in a neighborhood in which they face an existential threat every day of their lives. Sure, you know, the United States government doesn't want him in office. This administration doesn't want him in office because he's not pliable like some other prime ministers have been. We saw, unfortunately, with acting Prime Minister Lapid recently agreeing to deals that were not in Israel's interests and that, you know, he really had no mandate to agree to. But anyway, we'll see what happens now. Hopefully Netanyahu can put together a solid government. We'll stop these no-confidence votes and stop having multiple elections, you know, in short periods of time, and the government can really solidify and be a strong government that's a great friend to America.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I hope he can put together a government that will stabilize things because Israel has so many their battles, you know, surrounding them. As you mentioned, the neighborhood the country dwells in, it's not a friendly place, and so it's better for the Israeli people to have unified under their government and to be focused on protecting themselves and defending what is theirs, the right to exist, and the beautiful areas that are currently in dispute with people who shouldn't be there at all. So I think, you know, I agree with you so much that they need solid leadership that can calm the situation down, and hopefully that'll be Bibi Netanyahu. Would be wonderful.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so close us out here. Anything you want to add about your organization, Zionist Organization of America, or the wonderful event, because we're so excited about President Trump getting an award.
So the event is November 13th in New York at Pier 60. It's going to be a tremendous event. They have VIP reception starting at 4:30. We have plenty of room for people. Hope to have a huge showing. President Donald Trump will be there, Kevin McCarthy, and so on. But the Zionist organization is a very important organization, the oldest pro-Israel organization in the country. We've had a number of luminaries heading it up in the past. They call it straight. They call the facts, and so on. So I'll close with that and with one other word. I have to tell you how impressed I am with you. I read up on you before we did this show. You've served your country. You're an extraordinarily clear thinker. And I see now from this interview that you really hit all of the issues and you do your homework. So it's a real honor to be on your show.
Oh, thank you so much, David. That's so kind. I was really excited to see you because anytime President Trump can get an award, he's so beaten up in the media and yeah. You know, in the press here. Anytime someone can be nice to him and give him a little kudos for all of the wonderful things he did for America while he was president, I'm always so excited to see that because I just don't think he gets enough people saying, hey, you did a great job, or hey, you know, thank you for serving our country and even considering serving again. So kudos to you for doing this, and I hope you guys have a wonderful evening on the 13th, and we'll definitely be watching for some cool pictures.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Keep up the good work.
David Schoen. Yes, you do. I just think it's so great. President Trump getting an award, and there should be some amazing pictures of him and Melania. You know, she will have on a fabulous dress. So we'll be watching for that. You can find out more. Actually, check out their organization by going to their website. It is Zionist Organization of America. And, of course, I'm clicking on my little link there. There it is, ZOA.org. Okay.